I'm Elvis Meneyese. An iconic painting by renowned Durham artist Ernie Barnes is on display at the Mint Museum in Uptown. The artwork depicts a lively night at a black dance hall in the segregated South of the early 1950s. It's the first time Barnes's The Sugar Shack is being showcased in a Charlotte museum at the start of Black History Month. Cicely Hill stands with her eyes fixed on The Sugar Shack. She points out what grabs her attention in the wildly energetic painting of about two dozen people leaping, twisting, singing, and playing music.
The way that that light in the ceiling is like casting over the people, and then you've got that faded out background of some of the people in the background. So that play of light and color is just amazing, especially since he's only using mostly primary colors. So you've got that red, that yellow, and then the rest of it is like a brownish red, warm tones.
Barnes's piece was inspired by an experience he had in his childhood. In 1952, Barnes snuck inside the Durham Armory to catch a glimpse of the venue that hosted dances and live performances by black musicians. Hill, who is African American, works at the Columbia Museum of Art in South Carolina. She says she thinks Barnes created the piece to show another side of black people's experience during a time of segregation.
I think it was a way to kind of give a slice of life for people that weren't familiar with what was going on in the South, and that, you know, we could still enjoy ourselves even though we were being, you know, having issues. So I think that it was like just a commentary on that we can still live.
A few details immediately stand out in the dazzling painting. The woman in a blue dress who has a groove on, a whirling man, arms outstretched in a wild motion. Other details are easier to miss, like the person on the balcony taking a swig from a bottle. In 1976, The Sugar Shack gained more public attention when Marvin Gaye used it for the cover art on his album, I Want You. Luis Rodriguez worked with Barnes for over two decades and oversees the artist's estate. She says Barnes grew up in the less desirable, flood-prone part of Durham and wanted to change perceptions of his community.
In the 70s, he had done a traveling exhibition around the United States, and it was called The Beauty of the Ghetto. And it was a series of paintings about how the black environment was looked upon. You know, he grew up in what was called the bottom of the city. It was literally called bottom. So that's what his environment was. But he saw joy. I mean, he saw a type of warmth there.
The Sugar Shack also featured on the credits of the show Good Times, a six-season sitcom that played in the 1970s and included celebrities such as Janet Jackson. Barnes painted two versions of the Sugar Shack. The one at the Mint Museum was purchased at an auction for over $15 million by a Houston couple 3 years ago, who lent it to the museum. The museum also has two other pieces by Barnes on display next to the Sugar Shack. Katie Chandler stands near them. She says she's pleased to see a diverse collection of art on display.
As a former art teacher, most my student population were students of color, black students, and indigenous students, and like they need to see representation. It's really important to see yourself in the art that you're looking at, and I just think it's important to make sure that we're not like whitewashing, you know, art and history.
And as for how the Sugar Shack makes her feel,
it makes me want to go dance and be in community and, you know, go to a show, go to something and experience life and have fun and find joy.
The Sugar Shack by Barnes is on display at the Mint Museum until the end of June. For WFA News, I'm Elvis Meneyese.
Support for WFAE's race and equity coverage comes from Habitat for Humanity of the Charlotte region.